And now, the internationally recognized, critically acclaimed, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
You believe that they're crucifying Terry Schiavo. This is Good Friday.
I honestly believe that, Phil. Yes, I do.
I mean, this is not some hyperbole on your part. You think that Terry Schiavo is being crucified on much the same way 2,000 years ago. You know, a man named Jesus.
Phil, I think the parallels are striking, and that's why we did the documentary. The making of this film has been the culmination of an awful lot of work for me.
All right, now the film is called, and you're calling it, The Passion of Terry Schiavo.
Yes, it is a document. And a documentary. And in it I say, you can see the parallels between what was done to Jesus and what is being done to Terry Schiavo. And in my film, I explain that this is the reason why it is so difficult for people to be a Christian, because look at how they are crucifying Jesus Christ all over again. And
now, the image of Terry Schiavo, just not to interrupt, but is, as Jesus, is biblical?
Absolutely, Phil. The Bible says very clearly that Jesus said that whoever you do to the least of these, you do to me. And it's right there in black and white. So why are they doing it again 2,000 years later? And these were the questions that arose in my mind. These are the questions that we asked each other, myself and Tad Thurman, who helped produce the film, when we began making this.
And you answer the questions in the documentary, right?
I think we did.
What are the conclusions you come to? I mean, look at... I'm not being a religious person, and I'm hearing what? Are you outside?
I'm actually, Phil, I'll tell you what. I just got back from Park City. We are hopeful that we can get this on Sundance, and I am soaking. I'm so tired. I'm just taking a tub, and I hope you don't mind.
No, that's all right. I didn't know whether you were out in the pool or...
I think we do answer the question, Phil.
And the conclusion is obvious. Jesus died 2,000 years ago for a reason, to absolve men of his sins. So why is Terry, are you drawing the same conclusion here? Obviously a metaphor.
Well, I think it's more than a metaphor, Phil. I think from the Christian point of view, obviously had Jesus Christ not died, from the Christian point of view, man would not have been redeemed of his sins. As tragic as that was, for the very same reason, Terry Schiavo's death, in my opinion, her dying, we will find some redemption. And in that way, man finds redemption. In other words, if you prevent this, it won't be fulfilled. I think it is a tragedy what they're doing to Terry. I think it must be stopped. I personally feel that it is the crucifixion of Jesus, metaphor though it may be. And our documentary tells that story very clearly. And
well, I got to ask you a question, because the one of the documents that I got here from your office mentions that you have supported vocally Michael Schiavo, in his efforts to get his wife to die with dignity. Yet you believe...
Well, hold on.
But you believe, in a sense, she's being crucified.
Look, the way the film was originally conceptualized, we felt the parallels were so strong between the blind, sort of blind mob fury that killed Jesus Christ and the unfeeling, very cold, modern legal crucifixion of Terry Schiavo. And the film features interviews with people on the street and people talking on talk shows. We run down a brief biography of Terry. We show the biblical story of Jesus with dramatic reenactment. We storyboarded the film. We saw where it was going. And
yeah, but I'm going to ask you, why are you supporting the people who want to let her die? Why not work against that if you see this as a modern crucifixion?
It's a very good question. The way we storyboarded it, the parallels between Jesus and Terry Schiavo were so striking, we realized the story could only end with Terry's death. So that way, I think the message hits home and the whole theme of this modern legal crucifixion takes shape. And certainly the other aspect of this is we are very happy to report. I want to say on your show right now, as a matter of fact, Phil, The Passion of Terry Schiavo has been tentatively booked to show at the Sundance Film Festival. And so we're receiving tentative booking for the Southeast Film Festival in Atlanta. So the film is not yet...
Let me offer my congratulations that the film's been booked at Sundance, but... The film takes a stand against Terry Schiavo dying.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Against letting her die.
Absolutely, yes.
And yet you have said that your film, you need for her to die.
Well, Phil, the film won't be complete until Ms. Schiavo dies, and then we're able to plug in the final scenes, and then the movie comes out the way we storyboarded it. We've got some deadlines to hit, and
so you've actively supported her death.
No, I have not. I think that's so unfair.
Well, you're going to have to help me here. You need her to...
I called Michael Chavo, and I said to him, you know, whatever, we're doing a film about your wife's death. Yes, it would be better for us if she died. And I said to him, jokingly, you know, die already, something like that. But it was my opinion...
Die already?
No, it was a joke, and it got reported in the press. I'm saying I want Terry very desperately to live, but there's no way she's going to live. There's no way she's going to live. There isn't a way in hell that Terry Schiavo lives. And I'm sorry for that. We don't want that to happen. We desperately want her to live.
But it'd be better for your movie if she died.
No, that is very unfair.
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray is making a documentary on Terry Schiavo called The Passion of Terry Schiavo, comparing her death to the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. You know, in a lot of ways, it's an interesting parallel. And today is Good Friday, right?
And oh, absolutely, Phil.
And today, this news story is there. And today, you know, we're almost faced with, not that I personally think that it's a parallel, because Christ was a teacher.
So, look, I hope that she's saved. I really do hope she's saved. I mean, if I had been in downtown Jerusalem when they wanted to kill Jesus, I wouldn't have let it happen. I know I wouldn't. But I think we all know that that isn't going to happen. There's no way they're going to save her.
But again, you've been working actively to support Michael Chavo and his efforts to let his wife die.
Phil, I'm a filmmaker. And
well, you're telling me about your movie, and I think it sounds like a great movie.
I'm a filmmaker trying to tell a story and hopefully have her film shown. And in order to do that, I need to have the story come out right. So I don't know. What is your question?
I'm saying you say you don't want Terry Schiavo to die, but your film won't have the ending you need if she lives.
Oh, I see what you're asking.
So what I'm saying is, how do you reconcile that?
Well, I don't know what it is you're trying to ask me.
Why do you want her not to die, but you need her to die for the film to come out right?
Let me tell you something, Phil. I put $100,000 of my own money into this film, and we've been on the phone constantly trying to book the film, sending out sample prints, advanced screen selections, showing them...
It's not answering my question, though.
Allow me to answer your question. Showing them to people, to a variety of people. I have a vested interest in seeing this film be a success. I used to review movies. Now I'm making them, and yes... All right, I guess you want me to say it, right? Yes, I need the woman to die. I don't want her to, but she has to die. I think everyone knows she must die. The news has been filled with this story ad nauseum. For God's sake, die already.
Well, look at Margaret. I
just think it's unfair for you to paint me as the bad guy. You know,
I'm not painting you as the bad guy.
I've got a movie to make. I've made a documentary. It is the documentary parallel. It's a companion piece, if you will, to Passions of Christ. Showing what happened to Christ, I show what happened to Terry Schiavo. How do you think, don't you think that Mel Gibson would feel like the world's biggest a-hole if Jesus hadn't been crucified? What kind of a film does he have then?
Well, the answer to that question is he never even would have made the movie in the first place, because it wouldn't be the story that it was.
Exactly.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Karen, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
How could you possibly parallel this to Jesus? Lady, you are...
I don't know if you know
you're
anything
really
about
whacked.
The Bible, but
I
the Bible says that Jesus said the
not
least of you...
Not one single dime from this.
The least of
because
you...
Because you're capitalizing
that's where
on a
I
poor
am.
Woman's death.
You don't even know about the biblical
you
story of Jesus.
Sick. Look, I am a
you
Christian,
don't know.
I am a Catholic. Don't you tell me that I don't know.
You don't know anything
don't
about the biblical story
because
of Jesus
capitalizing
Christ.
On this
are you aware
woman,
that Jesus
and you
was
shouldn't
crucified.
Make a dime, lady.
Are you aware
shouldn't
that Jesus
make
was crucified?
Right,
ladies, can you not talk at the same time, please?
I was asking her a question.
What?
Is she aware that Jesus was crucified? Yes or no?
Oh, you think I'm crazy? Of course I know Jesus
are you aware
was
that he said, wherever the least of you are, there I am. Look where Terry Schiavo is. Ooh, that's got to hurt. I got you on that one.
No, you
I
do
got
not.
You on that
because
one, yeah.
All you're doing is this for is to make money. To make money.
Terry Schiavo.
You are a
enduring.
Heretic, lady.
Are you, Margaret, making money or not?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to make a lot of money with a documentary. Do you know who goes to see documentaries? College
you know
professors,
what, lady?
Careers.
A lot of people do. And if you had a brain cell in your head, you'd realize that.
Like
but
who?
All you're doing
well,
is
what's
being
the last
greedy.
Documentary you went to see? What's the last documentary you went to see?
Well, Fahrenheit 9/11 made a lot of money.
That is
yes,
the only.
Did.
That's the
yes,
only
it did,
one.
And I saw it.
Yeah, I'll bet you did, and I'll bet you believed it, too.
Well, Margaret, what...
And I'll bet you... Oh, lady, I have never been so angry in my life.
You know something? Oh, like quit faking
this
it.
This is Good
quit
Friday.
Quit faking it.
You are...
It is Good Friday. And
you are terrible.
Now, look at it. The parallel between Terry Schiavo's suffering and Jesus's is not such a horrible parallel. I think what the lady is saying here is that you're making money.
Oh, well, what am I supposed to let people in for free? What
you shouldn't be doing it at all.
I shouldn't make a comparison between the way we treat our fellow man and the way we treated Jesus. That's what Jesus was all about.
No,
got
you shouldn't
again.
Be making
That's
a
point
movie
number two.
Of this
That's
and
point
comparing
number two.
Her to Jesus. Maybe we should compare you to Satan.
Karen, I tell you what, why don't you travel to Tampa with your cross, just nail her up on it. That's what you want to do.
No, oh, I man. Pray for Sarah, Terry Schiavo.
Her name's Schiavo,
I pray
not Schiavo.
For Terry Schiavo.
Schiavo's a car. Her last name is Schiavo. See,
lady,
you don't even have that.
I pray for this poor woman.
You can't even
don't
give her
you insult my intelligence because you don't have an intelligent brain cell in your head.
Look, I need the woman to die only because the
You
bill
need
comes
the out. Woman to die. It's not your choice. It's God's.
Yes. It's God's choice, Margaret, if one believes in God. And
but $100,000 of my money. And what were you doing, Karen, during all of this ordeal? Reading it on the newspaper, watching
praying
it on television.
For
And
Terry,
having another Hershey's almond
doing,
kiss.
Lady.
I'm sorry?
I was praying for Terry. That's what I was doing. Not wanting to make a single dime on her trials and tribulations.
Well, can
you
I point
are
something out to you? Can I
Why
point
don't
something
you go
out
make
you?
A documentary on Michael Jackson?
Can I point something out to you?
Your, no, you cannot. Because I don't believe a thing that you say. You are whack.
Your prayers
Goodbye,
obviously
lady.
Are not working
not
because she's still grinning up at you from
you
the television.
Are, look, what if you turd. Can't let me talk,
what a turd.
You can
All right, hold on, ladies, hold on. I want Karen to make her point, and then you can respond, Margaret.
I don't think that's fair. I'm the guest.
Let her talk, and then you can respond.
Oh, God, what
you're
are
you... Gonna, you're
oh,
gonna
have
be a
another
guest.
Cigar.
You're going to be a guest in the fires of hell for
you
what you're
what?
Doing.
Why don't you smoke another pipe bowl? God, your throat sounds like you've got emphysema.
All right, Karen,
you know what?
Please.
I don't smoke, lady. I happen to have a sore throat. And see, you are compassionless
you know,
to
you
any human
marijuana.
Being.
I'll bet you
no,
smoke
I do
marijuana.
Not smoke
Hold
marijuana,
on, Karen.
Lady. Don't
I want Karen to finish her point. I want Karen to finish her point. Go, Karen.
I finished my point. This lady is whacked. She could keep her mouth shut for 5 minutes. She is using Terry Schiavo for her own personal gain. She has no compassion for anyone, not anyone. She should be hand in hand with the devil in hell.
All right, Margaret, your response.
And that's all I have to say.
All right, let Margaret respond. Margaret?
Karen, your prayers haven't worked. Terry Schiavo's going to die. Good going.
Lady,
nice going. Nice going,
your
Karen.
Your prayers haven't worked
You must
either.
Have really prayed hard.
I
She's
hope somebody
croak.
Sues you.
Sues me for telling the story of Jesus. Oh, my God. You've got
Terry Schiavo is not Jesus.
Jesus died
for our
sins. Wherever we are, that's where he went.
Or he said, wherever the least of you are.
Right.
Thank
well,
you, Karen.
You must be the least of the least, lady.
Oh, I'll tell Jesus you said that.
You don't have to
when
because
I pray
he
to him
already
tonight,
heard me.
When I pray to him tonight, he'll know. I'm going to
he
tell
already
him on
heard
you.
Me,
so I'm
you don't have
Jesus
to tell him
you.
Anything.
Boy, are you
because
in trouble
he's
now?
Already heard me. He's
yeah, and
he's everywhere.
And he's shaking his finger at you. What a slut you are.
All right, let's watch the language.
Oh, my
what,
God.
Let's watch.
Oh, my
well, she's
I
coming off like a cheap dime store
to
slut.
Call you
all
names
right.
like that.
Come on.
You
have made me very angry. You've made me very angry calling me
a
liar.
Human being.
You know what? Why don't you go pen
you
know, your papers?
I don't have to listen to you.
Okay,
I don't
all right.
have to listen
exactly.
To you.
Exactly. We'll
can
let you
I
go.
Please
you can go.
Get off this
Karen.
Phone.
No, I don't want her to go. I demand
I
you
have,
stay on the phone. I demand you stay here. I demand
You
it.
Demand.
Yes,
lady,
I demand you're going to hear me
goodbye.
Out. Number one.
Bye.
A, you're a slut with cheap...
Will you shut up? All right, Margaret Gray is on the line with us. We're talking about a film she's made. It's a documentary entitled The Passions of Terry Schiavo. It makes a very active comparison between Terry Schiavo and Jesus Christ. The fact that Terry Schiavo is dying, she sees it as a crucifixion. And the only, you know, I'm all in favor of art, and I got no problem with documentaries. Documentaries need to document, though, what is happening, not try to make things happen or hope that certain things happen. Ms. Gray has said yes, to speak honestly, she needs for Terry Schiavo to die for her documentary to come out properly, that is, with the death or crucifixion. 1-800-449, and to that end, she's actually supported Michael Chavo, even though she says it's a tragedy and a crime that Terry Chavo die. 1-800-449-8686. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Making pot brownies. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Margaret Gray is with me. She is the maker of a documentary called The Passions of Terry Chavo. It is a documentary on Terry Chavo's ordeal. It makes a very active comparison. In fact, you use dramatization of Jesus Christ's life.
Yes.
And, all right, so the comment that I want, the quote here is that you said to John Randell of Newsweek, and I think the quote is accurate. If it's not, please tell me. Did you say that with Terry, quote, Terry Chavo's mouth is so wide open, someone could stick a rag in it?
I think that is so unfair, Phil.
Well, did you say it?
I was making a joke to a colleague that I've known for years, and I had said to him...
Yeah, but it was the context. You were being interviewed for your film, and you were talking to him about how, yes, in all candor, she needs to die...
Phil, I joked. I said someone ought to soak a rag in gasoline and shove it in her mouth, and that would solve all of our problems. And I said, but of course, I'm kidding. And he didn't report that. He's not going to report that. I'll tell you why. I forget his name now. I think it's John Randell, wishes he was me, and he's not.
What do you mean he wishes he was you?
He wishes that he wasn't sitting there scribbling for a weekly magazine that no one reads anymore because it's... The news is a week old, hello, and wishes that he was making active, participatory, and real-time news reporting, which is what documentary is.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. You're in a bathtub?
I'm sorry?
You're in a bathtub?
I am, Phil, only because I've had a very, very rough week, and I'm just trying to soak.
All right, let me go over to Fran. Fran, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Okay. Hello, I have one question. In all the people
Hello?
I've seen...
Hello?
Yes?
Is the caller there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, yes. Go ahead.
Okay. Of all the people that I have seen gathered outside of that hospice who say that they're Christians, I have never seen anyone... I've never heard anyone that admitted that if you're a Christian, you believe that when you die, you go to a better place than you are now.
I don't understand. How old are you?
How old am I?
Yes, yes.
74 years old.
Well, you're not making a lot of sense. And you're not making a lot of sense, dear.
Well, I'm not going to talk to you because nobody talks to me that way.
Well, I don't understand what you just said to me. Hello, is the caller there? Is the caller...
She hung up. The caller is not there.
Well, I don't know what she said.
I think she said she doesn't know of any Christian who believes that when you die, you go to a better place.
Well, if that's what she said, then I think the woman needs immediate hospitalization. Because obviously that's not the case. What an imbecile. And for her to hang up on me. I just got off the phone with Bob Redford. He didn't hang up on me. And that hung up on me?
Margaret, what can I tell you? 1-800, you're saying some explosive things.
Well, I simply asked...
Never mind. 1-800-449-8686. Tammy, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Hi, Tammy. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with making a documentary, if it's made in the right way.
Yes.
But just, I mean, the difference between Terry Chavo and Jesus is Jesus rose back up. Once Terry's gone, Terry's gone.
That is a very good point, Tammy, and I want to go somewhere with you now. Will you take my hand and walk into a place called What If? And I'm going to say this, and I don't want to shock you. What if Terry Chavo walks again the halls of that hospital after she dies?
Oh, come on.
I'm just... someone sees her white clothed figure racing through the hallways. Oh, God.
Well, let me tell you.
With her head bent back and her mouth open. Oh.
Hello.
Go ahead, Tammy. Are you mocking that poor woman?
No, I'm just...
Go ahead, Tammy.
Let me tell you. I work in a nursing home, okay?
Yes, dear. Hey, Tammy, let me tell you. I'm coming up against a break, hon, so hold on. I'll be right back with you. I'm real sorry, all right? We took too long with the other calls, all right? You hang on.
Isn't she delightful? Is she from Virginia?
Yes, she's from West Virginia.
She's got a lovely little, sort of a little mountain trash accent.
Oh, you mean, I wouldn't call it mountain...
Well, I'm sorry, hillbilly accent.
1-800-449-8686. World famous Phil Henry Show. Back with Margaret Graus as Terry Schiavo is living the life of Jesus.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, I'm with Margaret Gray, who is with me from Santa Monica, California. The documentary is called The Passion of Terry Schiavo. You've made this film. It has got a great deal of interest. The film is not completely made yet. A lot depends on what happens with Terry Schiavo. You're fairly confident, though, she's going to die. I don't think it takes a genius to know that that's probably what's going to happen. So why didn't you just let it happen and not come out and say it? Because now it makes it seem like you are...
Phil, I didn't say anything other than I made a joke. I talked to Bob Redford, and he said to me, she dies, you open in 300 theaters. And I said, we got a deal. And that was reported widespread. And
he said, what? She dies and you open in 300 theaters.
You see, this is way off the point. The point...
No, did you say, put a rag in her mouth?
I was joking.
All right, let me get back to Tammy, who's been hanging on very patiently. Go ahead, Tammy, the floor is yours.
Yes, sir.
You know, Phil, years ago...
Would you please be quiet and let her talk? Go ahead, Tammy.
Well, you know, at least I was raised with manners. Even if I am a hillbilly.
Wait a minute.
You did. You called her a hillbilly.
I did not.
Yes, you did on the air. You did.
Actually, she called me mountain trash.
You called her mountain trash.
I don't recall saying...
You did.
I said you had a very delightful, beautiful voice for a little hillbilly.
You said for mountain trash.
Well, you know, you are a real piece of garbage, Phil, not backing me up on this one.
Well, you know, you did say it. It's public.
Did you... Or, I just want... Tammy, you'll find this interesting. Did you not say to Robert Redford... If she dies, we go wide?
You know, you are...
Didn't you... And that, by the way, Tammy, is a term in Hollywood for we go on the big screen. If she dies, we go wide, right?
I'm not going to comment, Phil, on things that might have been said over a few drinks.
But, you know, the thing of it is I'm a CNA, okay? And I work in a nursing home. And I see death. I deal with death. It's not pleasant to see. And it's not something delightful. It's not something to go and broadcast. And to starve a person to death is like, oh my God.
But we need
one of the worst things to do.
I know, it's horrible. It's horrible. And we need to tell that story. But in order for us to tell it effectively, she's gotta head west at some point.
What do you mean head west?
I think you know what I'm saying.
Well,
I didn't say if she dies we go wide. I said if she dies you open in 300 theaters. Tammy, can I ask you a question? This is Margaret. I'm a reporter. What part of Virginia are you from? You are from Virginia, aren't you?
Yes.
Oh, my God. You have a delightful voice.
Thank you.
And I didn't mean mountain trash in a bad way. I said you're a beautiful, delightful... I can imagine you running through the pines in your bare feet. Do you do that?
What do you think is going on up there, man? I mean, these people... You know, I bet you drive a car, don't you, Tammy?
Yes, I drive a car.
Well, shut my mouth.
Aren't you just the most condescending woman, Margaret? All right, Tammy, thank you. Yeah, go ahead. Anything else you want to say?
Yeah, I do.
Look, I need for her to die. This movie is very important.
I know, but I just feel like you're exploiting it. You know?
Good point.
I just feel like it's being exploited.
You know, that's a really good point, but the more I think about it, the more I'm convinced that I should have made the film.
Look, what if Terry Schiavo doesn't die? What if she lives?
You know, I think that's very cruel of you to say that.
Oh, it's cruel of me to say that Terry Schiavo might live.
No, I mean, it's good if she lives. But, yes, I have $100,000 wrapped up in the film.
All right, look at Tammy. Thank you, hon. I got to move on. 1-800-449. Is it good or is it bad?
If she dies, we go wide. If she lives, she gets to be alive, and that's good. I don't know what kind of a mother she can be or wife. That's something you have to think about. Think about it. What if she does live? Can you have a conversation with her? Can you say, Terry, how are you? How was your day? And what is going to come back at you? I'll tell you, Phil. You don't want to know what's going to come back at you. Something like, gay. That, Phil, because I worked in a home for our very, very poor stroke victims. And you go to a man who has had a stroke and you say, how are you today, Mr. Brown? And he looks back at you and what comes out, good God, you imagine perhaps cave people spoke it, but not certainly no modern man, no man of a modern technological age. And
can we move on to another call, please? 1-800-449-8686. Davina, go ahead.
Phil, I had to get off the freeway because I am so mad.
There's a lot of people upset with this.
Yes, well, this is the kind of people that the Bible tells us to get away from, stay away from. This lady is crazy.
Excuse me.
She's an old lady who's trying to get some prop for something that is very stupid.
What's wrong with being old?
Very, very stupid.
Well,
you're not going to make money off this film. I'm sorry you invested $100,000. You should have put it somewhere else.
See the story
you should have put it somewhere else. I don't think this is where you should have put it. You know, I should have put it somewhere else.
You know, I'll take my advice from you, Davina. Hey, Davina, I'll take my advice from you where you make your living with little potted plants over there at the nursery with your rubber gloves.
All right, come on, ladies.
You are gonna lose
be quiet.
Your money.
Be quiet.
You
Davina, you're not
your
here. Davina, you're not
Please.
Here to listen to anybody. You're here to make a speech. Now, I'm going to put you on hold until you learn a little manners.
Now, what about me?
I'm putting you on hold too until you learn some manners. I'd like to remind everyone they're listening to the Phil Hendry Show. All right, now, who's going to be? Oh, you turned your radio up, Davina. That's an automatic hang up. Here goes Dale. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Dale.
Bill, I just got a comment for that lady that's rubbing whatever. I think that rag that she's using.
We can't hear you, Dale. Why don't you invest in a better phone, okay? That'd be a really great thing for you to do. All right, here is Evan. Evan, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi, how you doing, Phil?
Fine.
Is Margaret, the sadistic-soaking sow, still on the phone?
I guess she is, dude. She was just here 2 seconds ago. Why would you ask that? Get out of here. Margaret, I'm getting rid of you.
Well, wait a second.
Bug off with your bathtub.
You'll hear from my lawyer. See, the bath's off. I got out and dried off.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
That ain't cucumber dressing.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And now, Harvey Wireman Law Talk with Harvey Wireman. Mr. Wireman is a 50-year veteran of the legal profession. He studied at the U.S. Bar while a member of the Marine Corps and has been involved in some of the biggest cases, criminal and otherwise, in U.S. legal history. Mr. Wireman is now working pro bono, boner for the ACLU. Here is Phil Hendry and Harvey Wireman.
And welcome to Harvey Wireman Law Talk. How are you, Harvey?
I'm doing remarkably well. I just went in today. I had my third series of tests, and the doctor says everything's clear. Isn't that great?
That is great. I don't know. What did you have wrong with you?
Well, you don't want me to go into it, do you?
No.
But the doctor says it's all cleaned out, everything's clear, and it's moving through. It's all coming out pure now.
That's great, man.
What?
Just never mind.
You know something? You better get down on your knees and pray to the God of your parents' choice you never get old. How about that?
All right, can we do this?
Do what?
Can we do this Terry Schiavo case, man?
Oh, okay, yeah. This is Harvey Wireman Law Talk. Now, I don't have my reading glasses, but I...
Every time you don't have your reading glasses...
Don't worry about it. I just don't have my reading glasses, but I've got these bifocals here. The prescription's a little old. Let's talk right now, Phil. I am Harvey Wireman. Welcome to Harvey Wireman's Law Talk. Let's talk right now about the Terry Skink. She's...
Chavo?
Terry Schenkel?
Terry Chavo.
Terry Chavo. Yeah, let's call it... Now, this is an interesting case. The Pinellas County... Pinellas County Circuit Judge George God...
George Greer.
He heard an emergency motion. This is fascinating. In Clearwater on Friday. Now, a ruling was expected on Saturday about keeping Terry Bradshaw and...
Terry Chavo.
What did I say?
Terry Bradshaw.
Ain't he dead?
Terry Chavo.
Well, what am I...
Well, the bifocals ain't working, obviously.
Don't raise your voice to me. Yes, they are. I don't have them on properly. Let me just readjust them on my nose. All right. This is a fascinating case. Larry Schneider has been laying in a comatose state.
What do you mean, Larry Schneider? Who's he?
The woman that is sick.
Larry is the woman's name.
Oh, I mean Terry Schneider.
Terry Chavo.
Terry Chavo. That's correct. Thank you, Phil.
You're welcome.
Now, the parents' latest appeal, which opened with the sentence, "This is a mercy-killing case," asked the court to order the Florida Whorehouse
Hospice. Good God!
Oh, hospice, where Mary Showboat lives, to be the
Chavo. Give me that!
You yell at me? I'm a Marine.
What? Mary Showboat, Larry Schneider.
Let me readjust the bifocals.
Here, let me readjust them for you.
Thank you. The information that was presented last night to the federal judge in Tampa was very strong and we're encouraged. Why would a town name itself after a feminine
It isn't. It's named Tampa. It's always been named Tampa.
And we're encouraging these appellate judges where they believe the appeal to make a right decision. Bob Schindler. You mean the guy that helped out the Jews?
Bob Schindler. Ain't had nothing to do with Oscar Schindler.
We've had some of the best legal minds in the country working on this case, said the U.S. District Judge James
Whittemore.
For a second time ruled in this very, very emotional case of Barry Schiffel. You and I,
give me that stuff and get out of here, will you?
I'm Harvey Wireman. God, could I use some Cuddy on the rocks?
Harvey Wireman Law Talk, brought to you by Legal Aid and Napa Auto Parts. Harvey Wireman Law Talk appears once a week on these stations.
Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I would rather put my eyes out with a stick from a tree than look at you.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Hi, David Hall joins us. Yes, David, go ahead.
Phil, we've got breaking news, and I know that Bob Bakian has been looking at this, and we've got some other people in the field, but we have confirmed at least part of this story, and this comes at the 11th hour, if you will, Phil. Terry Chavo has apparently spoken.
Wait a minute. In what sense?
Well, apparently she spoke... words that could be understood, words that could be obviously communicated, and people understood what she was saying. She's speaking. Doctors say she does appear to be lucid.
She's speaking? This woman who has been comatose for so long?
Apparently, You know, this happens, a spontaneous remission of this kind of thing. If you've read the newspapers and read the internet lately, there's a story, the lady came out of a coma of 20 years. And
I did see that story.
Well, this is remarkable, and it couldn't be more dramatic. Apparently, she sat up in bed and said, "Anybody got a corned beef sandwich?"
That's pretty good, Mr. Hall.
What do you think, Phil? Oh, come on, don't pout.
What a baby. What do you mean I got breaking news?
Just screwing around.
You're just messing around.
Hey, bud, do me a favor, will you? Get out of here.
You better leave, bud. He might hit you.
Oh, I'm always on with Mr. Hall.
Get out of there, bud. What's the matter with you?
What do you mean, what's the matter with me, man? I'm sitting here on the air. You come on with, "Hey, Terry Schiavo sat up in bed and said, anybody got a corned beef sandwich?"
Yeah. It's funny. Jesus, don't you... All of a sudden, now you're upset about that, huh? You know what? You know what's really upsetting you? I know what's upsetting
you. No one of email, all of a sudden, I'm upsetting about that.
Oh, you're the only guy that can put people on. Is that it?
Well, you told me that you had breaking news.
You know what's really bugging you? I know what's bugging you. The fact that Gene Simmons has got a cartoon on Nickelodeon and your animated project didn't go anywhere. Ain't that bugging you?
I didn't even know about it.
Bull crap. You didn't hear about Gene Simmons getting a cartoon.
The guy from Kiss?
Yeah. No, the actor from the 40s, the female. Yes, the guy from Kiss.
I didn't know he had a cartoon on Nickelodeon, no.
Yeah, how do you like that? A guy who spits blood and had sex with thousands of women gets a cartoon on a kid's channel, and you can't get one on Fox. Boy, either yours must have stunk to high heaven, or Simmons goes both ways, depending upon which executive is in the room at the time.
Pretty good, Mr. Hall.
Thank you, bud.
He told you to get out of here.
That's probably what's bugging you, huh?
I didn't even know that guy had a cartoon. More power to him. Good for him. Doesn't matter to me. I just don't like somebody calling up and saying, "She sat up in bed and had a corned beef sandwich."
Well, you're the schmuck that believed it. I bet you there wasn't anybody out there believing when I said Terry Schiavo has spoken. What's the matter with you anyway?
Nothing, man. This whole Schiavo business has got me creeped out, man.
Why?
Because that last guest.
What'd she say?
She said, "What if Terry Schiavo comes back to life after she dies and, like, haunts people?"
Yeah?
Yeah, like, you know, like a zombie or something? Goes after her husband, Michael, for pulling the tube on her?
Holy Jesus, that'd be scary. Coming into the room with a head all bent back, going like, something like, "Michael."
I ain't thinking about that. I'm thinking about how utterly tragic the story is, not about how it'll make a good horror movie.
Michael. Anybody got a corned beef sandwich?
Get out of here. Sorry about that, folks.
That is funny.
1-800-449-8686. Coming up next, Don Berman, anchor at Channel 19. Don has a special series on alcoholism, but with a twist. Don will report on his own struggle with that disease. Don Berman, the Channel 19 anchor, coming up on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.